Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 26th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge rose to 2.7% in March, or 2.8% excluding volatile food and energy prices. The readout follows a GDP report yesterday that pushed Wall Street's dream of Fed rate cuts further out of reach. Federal auto safety regulators are investigating whether Tesla's December recall of 2 million vehicles was adequate. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it launched the new probe into the EV maker's autopilot software update because of concerns from crashes that happened after the recall and results from preliminary tests the agency performed on remedied vehicles. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A real estate brokerage firm owned by Warren Buffett has settled an antitrust matter for $250 million. Home Services of America says it has agreed to pay to settle claims the real estate industry used a commission structure to keep agent fees artificially high. The settlement is more than what any other individual brokerage has agreed to pay, but much less than what plaintiffs had hoped for. And oil and gas giants ExxonMobil and Chevron posted lower first quarter profits as their record-setting run tapers off. Exxon reported earnings of $8.2 billion, down 28% from the year before. Chevron took in $5.5 billion, about 16% less year over year. The companies chalked up the declines to falling natural gas prices and narrowing margins for making fuel. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.